So this inhibitor, the ALK inhibitor that you're working with, does it have sort of typical TKI-type side effects?
It does. It inhibits MET2, and for most patients, it's been remarkably well-tolerated. But remember, this is a TKI. There are no rashes because, remember, rash has to do with inhibiting EGFR in the skin. Hmm. So I wouldn't assume there are typical TKI toxicities because I think it depends what the TKI is that you're going after. Lapatinib and Tarceva both give you bad diarrhea. This thing gives you no diarrhea, no rash, gives you a little bit of nausea. It can mess up your liver a little bit because it inhibits MET, which is in the liver. But for most patients, it's tolerated great. This patient's tolerating it fantastically.
No side effects at all?
A little bit of nausea that she controls with meditation.
So she came to see you because she was a non-smoker and was looking for some kind of new option.
Right.
Interesting.
So I told her she had this translocation and we had drugs and trials, but she had no disease in her body. And she was like, can I start taking the drug? I can't give you a drug in a clinical trial when you have no measurable disease. You may not need another drug. She's really aggressive. What I would say, though, and I say this, I give talks to community docs also because Tom Lynch brings me around as his science pony. And when the community docs have these patients that have tremendous responses to Tarceva or are non-smokers with adenocarcinoma, it may be worth, if you got a referral center close by, just checking in to see if this patient has an interesting genetic lesion or if they really responded to Tarceva and then they relapse, send them to a place that's doing the clinical trials to overcome these resistance mechanisms. It seems like I've had a lot of nice relationships and good interactions with community docs who are very in tune. They know that they don't have the drugs yet, but they're aware enough to know that these are the types of patients that we might actually really be able to help. We're not just saying, should we give Taxotere versus Alimta? We're really trying to get in there, and we are making some modest advances. So we've tried to encourage the community docs to work with us to identify these cases so that they can potentially benefit from these therapies.
Now, had this woman received erlotinib?
No.
Hmm.
And we know for two reasons that they won't respond. One is you wouldn't expect them to respond based on the biology, right? She's driven by ALK, EGFR, care less about. Two is when we look in the laboratory from human cancers, and we look at human cancers that have these translocations, erlotinib has no effect on them, but these inhibitors kill them. And thirdly, we've actually looked at some patients who had been on erlotinib before they went on these therapies, because before we did this test, if you were non-smoking with adeno, you usually got erlotinib at some point. All the patients with these translocations had no response to erlotinib, even when they responded on the future therapies.